back, everyone, to another Just Play podcast with myself, Andy Aitken, and our founder, Ryan Trickey, looking beautiful as ever. Maybe a little bit tired, a couple of bags under the eyes, didn't want to be too honest, but certainly less grey hairs than last week.
Unbelievable, Jeff. I'll take that. I'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank
I
you
don't know
very
whether
much.
whether you're going to be more, I don't know, negative about the bags under the eyes or more the grey hairs.
Well, you know, you kind of, you know, take what you want to hear, don't you? Sometimes,
Exactly. Take the
and then
positives.
go from that. Keep it positive, all that sort of thing. So,
Yeah.
no, I'm going
Well,
to take the, you know, this is the thing having kids. You know, you get your early starts, your working day. You know, it just happens sometimes. You know, but it is what it is.
it does, yeah. And then in bed by 8:45, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's it. No, it sounds like life. Sounds like life. Anyway, Ryan and I are here to talk about teams. So we're talking generally teams in terms of tennis perspective. So how are teams picked within a club? So we'll probably speak about our background. I'll get Ryan to allude to in a second about how his club works, their teams and their structure and who's picked for which team. I'll then probably delve into mine. We'll probably have a little bit of cross-reference, no doubt. And then why don't we just tell everybody quite bluntly how it should be quite frankly done from our perspective, and then there will be no qualms in life. And basically everybody has to adhere to that, Ryan. Does that sound
Well,
good?
they do. They should listen and learn.
They should listen to us more often. So, Ryan, at
Exactly.
your club, how are the teams done? Well, you know, I've just joined your club. I think I am at the top of the pecking order. I want to join the team, and I am definitely in the best team.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, how does that go about? Do I
Well,
get straight put into that team, or
no. I'm sorry, mate. I want to see the evidence myself, you know. No, what how it worked for us. So let's just say we've got various ladies, men's mixed, and I think our committee realised that the coach is probably the best person to understand who's potentially, you know, the better player, just judging from their obviously their previous background in play and obviously coaching. So what we tend to do is we offer a currently we offer every player to kind of, you know, say their bit of if they want to join a team or not, and then they'll kind of cross-reference with the chairman and myself, and we'll have and the match play secretary, and we'll basically have a chat as to who we think should rank in order, sort of thing. So if we made this very short, it should be the WTN numbers, if I'm honest, which I'll come to in a minute. But currently, yeah, the committee will say, look, okay, who do you think should be where? And I suppose the controversial thing with it is that, you know, some people have, you know, difference of opinions of themselves. And I think that's maybe why they've gone to like a neutral. If they go to the coach, you know, we've got to be one of the most experienced sort of playing, like players there. But as it's gone through time and we've got all our captains in order and our players in order, it becomes a bit easier. So then let's say next year down the line, the captain knows their players, and then it becomes a theme of, you know, promotion and relegation. Should we call it that? That's probably, you know, positive and negative,
yep.
But you know, whether we feel that, you know, our players earned their right to move up a team, or we've got less players in one team, so we've now got to move the teams about. But generally speaking, it has been, that kind of thing, and previously I might have made a list of players, putting them down and then maybe ranking them into an order that I would suggest that they would be put in. And obviously it's very tight because a lot of players are fairly close in their abilities to a degree, and then we select a certain amount based on the team. So normally in a doubles league, for example, team tennis, we go for you know, you have a team of four, two pairs that go to the match and play two matches. So we always would have at the top, we'd have less reserves because, yeah, less reserves. And then we would sort of filter through. So we'd have maybe a team of six. And then as you go to your seconds, thirds, we'd have eights, let's say that type of thing. We're going through a kind of stage of change, but I'm going to roll it back at you. Same sort of thing. What would you do?
Well, I was going to throw it back because you've left everyone on tenterhooks about WTN. So you said
Oh,
you
sorry.
were
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Well, I suppose I'm going to ask you. So anyway, the WTN. So we're thinking about changing. So I'm in the process of putting a competition pathway, I'd like to call it here. So it's kind of everything that we do is sort of recorded. So if we have a grade seven, which might be a social play or something like that, very low key, bit of a fun tournament, we can always record those matches and just in the background and put them on, because a lot of people, I'm not entirely sure if from beginner level, are maybe using the WTN. So starting from that kind of block, and then using club championships and match plays, and age related competitions, 12 and unders, 14 and unders, men's vets, whatever it is, in those sort of grade sixes and grade fives. And then hopefully, a year down the line, we'll have a good figure or good idea based around our club and obviously the match plays and the team tennis they've done, an order, so to speak. And that might help us pick those six players. But could cause controversy, because there might be players that aren't playing that might be better. So the world tennis number, I think, would be a good use. But it does come with his disadvantages. But yeah, how about yourself?
Yeah, very similar system to you. So a lot of what I'm probably going to say is just going to cross over and certainly repeat what you've just said. So obviously initially we've got, yeah, very much like yourself, men's and ladies and mixed. We generally only run mixed during our summer season, which again will typically be between mid-April, May to end of September or mid-September. So men's and ladies teams are the majority of what happens here. We currently will basically have men's and ladies practice. So if you are currently in one of those teams at the moment, you play generally on a Wednesday evening, not typically every Wednesday, but there are little pockets of teams that will practice outside and play with themselves. However, from a obviously a committee point of view, there is always a review, I would say, every single year with sort of all the men's captains together, the ladies' captains, and there's probably a discussion based on performances, possible injury, possible people have moved from the club or left, and there needs to be a reshuffle of teams. So I think the club have now, over the period of time that I've been here, got into a better organizational state that they will look at teams as squads. There will need to be certain players that need to be in a squad, and they may not be typically necessarily strong enough or weak enough for a team, but they'll make up, say, the numbers, so to speak. But they'll still get matches because the reality is, as we probably find from most tennis clubs, to get a regular four playing every single match is not going to happen. Family life, weather, illness, there's going to be so many different factors. So you really do need to have a squad of players. That does cause issue in itself because, as mentioned, if you're one of those people that is more on the periphery and you get less matches, as much as clubs will be diplomatic, look, at the end of the day, you also want your teams to do well. You want them to at least stay in the division or go up. There are going to be players that want to get more game time or potentially think that they're better, hence why the review happens every year, and team captains will obviously bring that such and such is doing really well. I think they should play up, or such and such isn't particularly happy. We need to get them more game time. How are we going to do this? And I think a lot of it is just organizing it so that everybody has equal opportunities, which I think is quite correct and the way it should be done from a inclusive and safeguarding point of view as well, to stop any future misdemeanors, anybody getting angry or falling out with captains or anything like that. Because at the end of the day, captains obviously essentially again are volunteers of the club. They are also playing for the teams. Do they really want the hassle of having to sort out fixture, get match tees? Potentially we do match tees where we are as well after matches, and then obviously have to deal with, you know, such and such potentially getting angry because they're not playing or playing with the right person also in the team. You know, there are going to be certain people that do not want to play with certain others. So yeah, that's generally how we have worked. Is it a right or a wrong system? It seems to work pretty well here. Seems to work pretty well.
Yeah, like going on from what you're saying, is that adding to again what you're saying, we have a team captains meeting normally, as well, maybe every year, just to review it. The other thing I suppose I would add to it is, more recently, I say, like when we've got like a team, like a men's team, for example, majority of your men's one team are likely to be quite committed. So we find that there's usually that sort of the same faces that appear in most matches, give or take, you know, obviously one or two matches that they can't. So the problem then for us has then become, well, actually, we've got two players that potentially still want to play tennis and they're not. So I've kind of gone back to the committee and sort of said, well, okay, why don't we just have our four players, you know, that should be in the men's one team, and then we have our next eight players that say are the men's two team, and then or the next, you know, it could be four, or could be four for the men's three team. But then once those guys have had their, you know, they've been picked, let's say somebody can't play, then the idea would be that you shuffle up the board, so to speak, and not to kind of cut, you know, team tie a player. So in general speaking, in Dorset, we in Hampshire, I think you can only play up, once you played up twice, you play for that team. So if it gets to that category, the idea would be that in our men's one team, if we needed one person from men's two, we'd effectively select each individual player from that team once. So not to cut tie them, but also give them time to play up. And therefore giving them a chance, I suppose, if needed. And then we're not having that kind of wastage of, you know, talent that's left on the sidelines just because they're part of a team. So that's probably just maybe one thing I'd also add to the mix. And, you know, we're all aware that, you know, when you're picking your teams, sometimes people pick their best teams at the start of season from maybe their men's one team that go and play for men's two to give them a bit of a boost. I'm definitely not an advocate for that. I think it should be that, you know, your best team players play for your men's one team, and you don't need to kind of bend the rules because you're not showing a true indication of, you know, your playing depth.
And it's quite an interesting point that sort of you raised there. Certainly at the club that I'm currently at, due to unforeseen circumstances over the past 12 to 18 months at our club, our men's team basically had to sort of withdraw, and the men's B team, who are relatively good, have sort of now formed the men's A team, but they've now dropped. Well, they're in a lower division. I think they're in Division Two, whereas we were fluctuating between the Prem and the Div One. But obviously, as you sort of say there is potentially a discrepancy now. If we were to come back into the fold and a few of us started playing again, we'd be playing at a lower level. Not say a lower level, gosh, I mean, the level is still good. I say that with obviously the best intentions. There are, going to be players that we play against and they're going to be like, hold on a second, why are they playing? It's a bit like, well, we're playing in the highest team that we can, but due to what's happened previously in the past, unfortunately, the team isn't what it is. And it'd be a bit like, I guess, essentially like a new club being formed, for example, and then a host of players going to that club. Now, essentially, you'd like to think the league or the county who look after the leagues or whoever it is would try and slot a new club into the correct division. Inevitably, really, what should happen, like anything, is if you're new, you should probably start at the bottom and work your way up. But if you are, a new club with men's first team, ladies' first team players, and you're starting at the bottom, it's going to be, well, maybe 4 to 6 years, depending on maybe how many divisions you have to then get up to the right division. So some of it has to, come with a pinch of salt. But I think it's like assessment, I guess, is what you're sort of talking about. And you were saying about sort of, you do a bit of that. I don't do any of that where I currently am. It's left to committee and internal players. Is that right or wrong? Possibly not, possibly so. Takes my opinion a little bit out of it, but mine would be probably a little bit like yours is, one that is impartial, so to speak. So that probably is good rather than team captains making decisions. And if they have grudges, not to say they should, but there probably is in some tennis clubs, they may dislike or like a player more and think that they should go up. And it's also very easy to look at like results and, like you say, WTN numbers, but a lot of that is also dependent on who you play with. Like, for example, say you and I, we played a doubles match together and like to think we do pretty okay. We'd hold our level, I'm sure, against anybody. But then, I get injured, and then unfortunately, the men's first team don't have any more players for that weekend, and then you have to play with a men's B team player, and there are a few divisions down potentially, and unfortunately, with that player, you don't quite do as well. Your WTN can obviously be influenced by that result. So WTNs, obviously, like you mentioned, sort of are a pinch of salt. They are a good reference point, but they are not the be all and end all. And there are also probably asking you the question, there are players that play much better in practice compared to matches, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. And maybe that's where we're, sometimes if we haven't seen them so often, where we see them on a club play or a four that we might be randomly watching or club championships, sometimes we don't get to see them all the time. So captains might, as you alluded to earlier, they might come in and say, well, actually, when they get into matches, they don't play that well. And obviously, it's just that. It's just that way, isn't it? That's not an old story in the game. I think a lot of people struggle to go from practice to play, and it's definitely something that, you might be a great player, but actually on court, when you're in the competition environment, pressure kicks in, completely different. So we've all done it. What about juniors? Is it much the same for you for juniors?
Yeah, we have an interesting, not necessarily an interesting policy, but certainly juniors like being embedded into men's and ladies teams are something that we try and advocate and try and promote. I think rightly or wrongly, some clubs, it doesn't happen where we are, but I'm sure there is some stigma around, if clubs have junior teams and they play junior matches, why should a 15 to 17 year old junior, quite an elder junior, play in men's or ladies teams if they're already getting matches, which I kind of see. However, if your club doesn't have junior teams, then where are they going to get that embedding process in terms of matches? Yes, you can do so much internally, but if they come to junior squads, how do they, right, do they come to a match practice, or does the team captain in the one of the maybe the lower teams say, come try it out? But I guess as a coach, you're still always going to say, actually, this player can probably hold their own in such and such team, and actually they need to practice with that. And then becomes actually a team captain's probably nightmare a little bit. Do you possibly ask one of your stalwarts of the team that have maybe been playing for years, been doing really well, but on this occasion we're gonna try one of the youngsters to play, and then that person's a bit like, well, actually I've given you quite a lot of service, and some people can also take that obviously the wrong way, a young gun potentially coming in, and it's not to say they're taking their place, but yeah, some people look at tennis on a Saturday, Sunday, or whenever you play your matches as a bit of a relief as well, a bit of a stress relief. Actually, that's my go-to. So you also have to think of it from that point of view, from an adult's point of view. Whereas I'd like to think juniors, yes, they do need that embedding process, but I think you and I probably advocate there needs to be a time and a place for it. And junior tournaments are still obviously very accessible to a lot of people. So yeah, trying to get juniors in is tricky, but will vary, I guess. I don't know what you do at your place, but
I think our age limit for going to leagues is 14. So effectively, if we feel that there's a player that should be, because the kids are going to be the next in line, and we want to get them familiar with the game plan, the way it all works. So for us, we'll go if we see a good 14-year-old. We'll give him a chance, invite him to club plays and the club evenings, just to give an idea of what they're kind of like. And then, once they've been there, they'll be invited from the bottom up, basically. So they might be great, but I think it's really important for people to work for their spot. I think, and obviously going back to your kind of, thing, if we had a really class player, there might be an exception potentially to try and to bump them up, but I'm, again, we've all worked for our time, haven't we, to get into to sort of thing, and that maybe is a motivator for them to kind of, impress, be grown up, all those kind of little traits that we embed from our coaching, from our play into these kids to learn to get to, for them to grow up and to get involved in the game. So yeah, we would start them off. If we had a good 14-year-old, and we say, "Yep, you're good. Come and have a little trial with, men's three." We're definitely advocating more juniors in because, yeah, I think our adult average maybe is towards the 60s. So, bringing in some youth is always helpful and handy. And I think our club understand that it's important for the kids to come up and for them to have a chance, because if we lose them, then that's not good. Which we have lost players previously because they haven't been, in the right, maybe in the right environment for what they think. And it's up to them, really, isn't it? But again, we've had it the other way where we've had some really successful stories. So a lot of successful stories. So that's basically how we'd go about it. Would you say anything about your junior? I mean, the junior side. So we normally have down in Dorset, we have age-related team tennis, for example.
Sorry to interrupt. I mean, we have that in Oxfordshire. We as a club, certainly probably just after COVID, we decided to not play in the Oxfordshire leagues, mainly because again, rightly or wrongly, the last couple of years just before COVID, we were basically in leagues where there were two other teams. So we were in a box league of three, and we were playing them home and away, and we were paying, entry fee per team of £20 or something like that. And obviously that was going to the tournament organizers who, do a great job, and it's not their fault that other clubs are not entering. I'm certainly not passing the blame, but essentially we then sort of sat down as a bit like of a junior committee, and we were like, actually, well, can we arrange a friendly once a year and have a bit of like a festival and invite three or four other clubs across? And even if we got two of those, actually, we're kind of doing exactly the same as we've just been doing for the last year. So, and then we don't have to pay 40, 60 pounds, depending on how many teams you're obviously entering. I think we were only entering three teams, but it just felt a lot of money for playing the same team. Oh, the same teams over and over and over again, and playing the same players. Whereas I think the idea of the leagues is, like anything like football or even like the men's ladies teams, you go in and around the county, you play home and away, and there are at least, X amount of clubs that you go and visit. So I think where we are, we're probably advocating that juniors do come into the adult teams because, yeah, we have less of that, unfortunately, rightly or wrongly. But I think I'd certainly advocate for juniors certainly playing adult tennis. It's certainly where I grew up playing a lot of tennis. I remember playing on a Monday night where I grew up, and we used to get a lot of practice and played with, I remember one guy who played in the men's A team at the time. I must have been about 14, 15. I just remember always thinking he had an absolute cannon of a serve, and I was just so scared of it and like intimidated by it. But when you reflect back at the age that we are now, it's like, well, essentially you're just returning a tennis ball that's coming quick. It's not like he's throwing him his old body weight and charging after you from the other side of the net. So it's interesting you have that young perspective. So, and we just ironically had our junior championships just recently this weekend gone, and our 16 and unders was won by 11-year-old against two 16-year-olds in the Compass draw that we had. So it's interesting that age can have a reflection, but shouldn't also be a determining factor. It should always be, of course, on your tennis ability. But anyway, Ryan, obviously the question that was posed at the start: would we do anything different? How are we setting up? So we've just set up our own club. We're with it. Unfortunately, we are fortunately and unfortunately the only two members on committee. We're telling all the team captains this is how it's going to go. Are we using some of the infrastructure in place in our clubs that we currently have, or do we have a brand new model for team players coming to our club in, where is it? We're playing in central London.
Whoa, wow, you chucked Central London in there. I mean, that could
I might.
be, well,
It
that's a
could be any.
good one because obviously,
Do you want to go Lake District? I mean, I'm happy to go anywhere.
no. I mean, but obviously, we haven't talked about demographic really, but I mean, Central London would be quite good compared to where we are. But no, I don't think I'd be changing too much. I think if it's not broken, don't fix it, sort of thing. If it works, obviously, you've got to listen to feedback from players, captains, but to a large degree, I think they're generally, 99% of the time happy. So, in my opinion, I think we'd be probably sticking put. How about yourself?
Ah, boo! So boring. So boring.
Not boring if it don't, I'm not going to chuck another one.
Look, I say that, and I say that with tongue in cheek because I'm saying exactly the same. I think the system is pretty well maintained, I would say. I think if you start tinkering with little bits, I think like there's always going to be readjustments. And look, in any walk of life, you're never going to please everybody. I think you and I know that more than any from the exchanges we've had over the years. Certain people not paying or the rest of it. But yeah, I think. Yeah, it is about trying to get people in the right place. If people feel like they're in a lesser team, they're gonna generally most of the time like to think that they're gonna speak up and speak to the captain of the team. Very few instances people walk away and go, "Yeah, I'm not playing for this club anymore because I'm in the wrong team." Because most of the time people are very much trying to get themselves matches and want to play tennis. And like you say, geographically, they're sort of trying to play at a club that is quite close. There are a few people that may switch to a club that's nearby. We've actually had that recently. But yeah, a gentleman played here and then went to a club nearby and actually, ironically, then came back. So.
I think the other one to just to chuck in there is it all depends on your club's values and what you're trying to get, from team tennis. So some people might completely disagree with us and they kind of go, well, actually, we're going to just say, look, that 14-year-old goes straight into that first team. We want to give them a try at the top end, versus working their way up. So, your clubs out there will have most likely their policies or not necessarily a policy, but a guideline as to how they are going to fit you into their teams. And it all just depends on what the end result is. Does your men one team want to be promoted to Division One and be in Division One, or are they kind of happy putting like new players in and testing the water, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think we've not needed to fix team tennis, have we, really? It's pretty good
Yeah, I
from where
think
we are.
so. From our perspectives, yeah, it'd be lovely to hear some other people's maybe trials and tribulations at times and whether they do anything different. But we have our coach forums, don't we? So we generally network on those.
We do.
So but yeah, all good.
Ryan, a pleasure as always, sir.
Likewise, and we'll hopefully see you all in the next one.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys, and catch you very soon from Just Play.
Show me love. Show me love.